everybody to Seen Red Wednesday, the podcast. I'm your host, Ale, joined alongside our co-host,
Mr. Anonymous.
And today is Ash Wednesday, everybody, so I know you're listening to this on your way to church. So have a good one, y'all. Go ahead and go get your little cruz and everything. Do your little prayers. I hope it goes good for y'all if you do that type of thing. We're not going to be participating, but have fun. Okay, so let's go ahead and just talk about our week this week. What you got? I caught you off guard. You want me to talk about my week?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so how did I catch you off guard? We do this every episode.
It's just because, like, I don't really remember what's going on through, like, out my week. I'm just at work.
Okay, so this week was just working?
Yeah, just work, basically. I mean,
work.
We took Ranger and Toothless out to their grandma's house, and they played out there while I washed the car, so our car's got a nice wash.
Oh, thank God for a car wash. I don't know about you, but a good car wash, and once you get in your car after and you'll be driving around doing your thing, just feels so good. It's like a clean room. So yeah, this week we got our car washed. Finally back in the gym. It felt good. Anxiety definitely calmed down after that. The sauna, oh my God, it was my best friend. Like, since I haven't gone to the gym in like a month, y'all, tea has really been my only thing to calm my anxiety. Barely, but now, like, going to the gym, getting it all out, it feels good again. I've been watching Mr. Beast this week, y'all. The Beast Games, that shit is, like, you really see how humanity really would act. And, like, in some of these situations, like, people are really getting fucked up. Like, I really feel like if there was really, like, some actual Squid Game shit going on in there, these fools would definitely be popping people, like, doing that type of shit. Because even the way that they get just now, the aggression, the secrets, the drama, the backstabbing, you know, like, even just simply trying to play it safe and mind your business costed somebody their chance to win the money. So it's some crazy shit. You literally see how it breaks down certain people emotionally and shit. Who knows, maybe even physically, and nobody really recorded those incidents.
I mean, if it was me, I would backstab everybody.
I mean, there's a lot of contestants where I'm like, I did not expect this drama to come out, or like these people to say this. And then, like, right now, y'all, okay, if you are watching Beast Games, there was this guy, his name is Jeremy, and everybody, like, started praising him and everything because, you know, he was a good guy, he was a follower of Jesus, like, and then at one point, because he kept bringing up God, people started saying, like, oh, he's a cult man, and it was just like, bro, like, y'all was just saying how good of a guy this guy is, and because he's, like, talking about God, y'all all of a sudden, y'all want to talk shit. But there is this one specific player, I don't know their numbers or their names, but this one specific player, she, like, really was like, I'm coming after that fool. Like, Jeremy, you're done. I'm coming after you. And it was kind of, like, ironic because she was competing to win a island. And while she was competing the whole time to win that island, she kept bringing up God and thank God for this, thank God for this. I'm a trust the Lord, what he says. I'm like, girl, were you not the one just saying that this man's trying to start a cult for talking the same way that you do, but, like, what? That shit was just like, you're really irritating me right now. But she ended up winning the island, so, I mean, God is good, even if you run your mouth, so, yeah.
I wish he gave me an island for running my mouth.
I know, I'd have, like, six of them bitches at the age of, like, whenever I can talk.
Okay.
So, yeah, Beast Games is pretty good, y'all. Y'all should check that shit out. I'm, like, at the episode where we're, like, at 50 players. So, 50 players right now are playing for 5 million, right? 5 mil?
Yeah.
So, it's a pretty good show. I recommend y'all to watch it. Recommend it. Is this? I don't know if Mr. Beast is canceled or not, but this motherfucker go crazy. Like, that shit looks fun. He does the most. Like, I if he's canceled, sorry, y'all, but that man knows how to put on a show. I'm sorry. So, I'm watching that throughout my week. I haven't watched Baddies yet, y'all. Baddies is today's Sunday. And right now, we're going to watch Summer and Anna fight. Rolly's calling out everybody. If you watch Baddies, if you know, you know. And if you don't know what Baddies is, it's some fucking show where bitches just get fucked up, shake some ass, and fight. And, yeah. So, it's pretty
good.
Story
of my life.
Brain rot. Sorry, y'all. A little bit of that cough is still there. What else did I have throughout my week? Let me see. Let me think. I also wrote a little bit. Okay, so this week I also watched this movie called The Help. Y'all should definitely watch that. You didn't watch that with me, huh?
No.
This movie is called The Help, like I said. And it's pretty much... Sorry, y'all, the sirens in the background. And it's pretty much a movie where it was like back in the day, like they weren't necessarily slaves. They were calling them maids. But, I mean... They were pretty much like paid slaves because they were like getting paid cents every hour. So it's like at the time in where history, like, okay, yeah, we can call them workers now, not slaves. So pretty much I wanted to talk about this movie here on the podcast because it talks about like the perspective of the quote unquote maids and what they went through and like how certain things evolved around the families that they worked with, because like even we've talked about it here on the podcast, like when I've worked with your mom cleaning houses and stuff, like you really get to, I don't know if I mentioned it like this, but like you really get to like know the families, they get close to them, like sometimes you know their house better than they do, you know. So seeing that, watching that movie and seeing it how it was for, you know, black women back then, it opened my mind to another form of the story, another perspective that I never, like, they didn't teach me in schools and I just didn't think about it that way. But in the movie, there's pretty much the maids, and what they make it seem like is they're pretty much raising the kids for the white people, for the white mothers, specifically stay at home mothers that still couldn't do shit. Like in the movies, the maid took care of the kid, cleaned the house, made the dinner, did the laundry, went to go buy the groceries. Like, they literally did everything. Like, even when the women of the house would have, like, they would have parties, like, pretty much tea parties where all the girls sat down and literally drank tea and talked shit. But the fact that these bitches are stay-at-home mothers and did not do shit was crazy to me. Like, it blew my mind that they did not do anything on that list that they gave the maids. But the perspective that I've never seen was the raising the kids part, because in the movie, the kids literally, like, they would tell the maids, like, you're my real mom. I love you. Like, once the kids would be, like, trying to talk to their parents, the parents would, like, disassociate them. Like, this baby, she's, like, she was learning how to get potty trained. And big spoiler alerts in this, y'all. Kind of. So once the baby learned how to get potty trained, she showed her mom, and in the way that she showed her, like pretty much somebody had pranked the mom and there was toilets outside her house. So the baby was using the toilet outside the house on the front yard where people were taking pictures and stuff. She's like, look, mommy, look, like I'm doing it. And she whooped her ass in front of everybody. And then like after that, the mom's looking through the window and she's looking at the maid, hugged the baby crying and like telling her it's okay. Like, you know, so because the maid was the one teaching her how to use the restroom that morning and she did it. And so the baby was like, oh, look, like I did it. And so the moms like were, some of the moms would get envious and take it out on the maids themselves for doing their job. Like there was this one where the maid said, oh, the baby like will stay with a wet pamper all throughout the night until I like, get here at 8 a.m. So it was really like, it was just like a whole different perspective. And it was really interesting because it was like these kids were getting raised so much by the maid that they really had no emotional connection to their parents. And their parents really didn't even raise them. Like they just brought them along like if they were some little pet. And the maids actually cared for them. Like there was instances in the movie where the maids would get fired or get taken away or whatever, and like they just told the kids, I love you, I miss you, and like it showed that they really did miss them and that like it broke their hearts to not be around those children no more. Like some of the maids would have the children since they were babies and like literally until they're grown ass adults in their 20s, and you know, eventually stuff happens and people get fired or whatever. They, you know, back then they said that they weren't slaves, but they were still doing certain stuff like that to them.
I mean, I feel like, honestly, it's crazy to think about because nobody really, like, I don't know, like that, like you said, it wasn't shown in the history books or nothing like that, but I would see why they would get like a connection with the children, especially like you said, they were raising them and everything.
Literally like doing the key milestones of their life with these children, and the parents didn't even know that, you know, they did that.
Well, I mean, but at the same time, it's like, imagine having like a whole ass connection with this little kid. To where, like you said, you're basically raising them and everything, and out of nowhere, you get taken away because the kid accidentally slips up and calls you mom, or accidentally slips up and, like, hugs you or kisses you or whatever. Like, that could have ended somebody's life back then because they weren't supposed to show emotion. They were supposed to know, like, you're a worker and that's my actual parent, you
know? And even, like, in the movie, like, they showed instances where, like, if the moms wanted to get rid of them and they couldn't, you know, do the shit that they used to do back then to them, the women would, like, say, she stole from me. So, for one instance, one of these ladies lied and said that the maid had stole some of her fancy silverware. And it turns out, like, obviously she didn't, but she was just lying to, you know, get her in trouble and get rid of her and send her to jail. And obviously in those times, it wasn't like, oh, we're going to have a court session. It was like, oh, the white lady said it. It's true.
Right.
So,
I mean, and
they were doing a lot.
The crazy part is, like, even with that scene that you said, like, I didn't watch the show or nothing, but it would be insane. It was a like, movie. Oh, well, like I said, I didn't see the scene in it. But it would be crazy because it's like, I remember my little cousin, whenever, like, we started potty training him, at some point we just let him pee outside. So he got real comfortable with just doing that. And It would be, like, fucked up to just hit a kid because he's doing what people do around him. Or, like,
right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it was something that, I get it, it's outside and you're not supposed to do it outside.
Meantime.
But you got it done.
What's the name of that? Okay, what's the name, you know? Is it Miss Parker? When she's watering the lawn and Ice Cube's like, hey, Miss Parker.
I think so.
So imagine Miss Parker out here watering her lawn and this was out here whipping it, just peeing on the lawn.
Literally, though. But I do remember that I seen a movie that, like, this young, I think she was like a little black girl. She was learning how to read, like, behind the master's back. And at some point, like, she started actually reading and everything, like comprehending it, and she got beat for it, and they told her, like, if you continue, you, like, we can kill you. So to me, it's crazy that, like, even getting an education back then was just so hard for any other race if you weren't white. And, like, those certain movies that depict those special moments where it was like there was still love between another race and a white race, even though they were mistreating people, you know, like
there was still like care, you know, it was obvious within the kids. And it's like, how are you guys? So that's what blew my mind is like, you can't use my restroom. You can't eat here on the same table as me. You guys are worried. Well, I wanted to say word, but at the same time, I know there's still fucking people that are thinking that same shit. But it's like in the movie, it was like, you guys are so worried about them touching anything that you touch, but they're raising your children, cooking your food, buying, like, literally your whole household is full of everything of them
being,
like,
bitch, touched, right?
That you're in their house at this point, like, what are you talking about?
When it that's
makes no sense.
That's like the fucked up part too, because like you said, the women back then weren't doing necessarily anything around the household, yet they were being yet like they were being praised for doing everything around the household, you know, like
it was like, yeah,
you,
like,
made sure somebody got it done.
Yeah, that's what they, the whole thing in the movie was like, oh, thank you, like the husbands would be like, thank you for all this delicious food, da-da-da-da-da. Like, that bitch didn't do it, would it? Like, we all know who did it, but they were so delusional at that point. Like, I really feel like what I got from the movie was like, these white women were just so envious that they didn't know how to do shit, and these black women could do all of it.
Honestly, like, the way you're depicting it, I don't know if you've seen that music video that J. Cole has, Get Off My Dick. Well, in that whole, like, movie, or not movie, but that music video, he's basically showing, like, how black women back in the day would have to like prepare the food, do everything like inside the house and shit. And it's crazy because everything you just said, like, it was summed up in that video where even the lady like hides some shit and she blames it on a black woman and they throw her out and stuff like that. And like all the black males team up and take over the house and they just start like burning down their furniture and stuff. And it was like, it's crazy because he was kind of the man that was like being trusted by the slave owners, but he wasn't trusted by the slaves because he was working for them and was doing what they said. So I feel like even then there was like certain people that wouldn't fit into like being necessarily a white person, but they didn't fit into being necessarily a slave because they were being treated a little bit better. So there is always like a gap in between everybody, you know?
Oh, yeah. And in this movie, there was like a moment where pretty much there was a gap between like, not a gap, but there was just a difference between one maid's life and like everybody else's maid life. Like this one maid ended up being a maid, while this one woman ended up being a maid for this other lady. And but that lady, that white woman that hired her, she was actually nice. Like pretty much what they want to say is honestly, she was just looking for a friend. Like she needed help because she was pregnant. And so she was just stressing about like, I honestly need help because I'm going to have a newborn. And nobody wanted to work with her for whatever reason. It doesn't really say that in the movie, but I think maybe it's possibly because a newborn's a lot. So she ends up like having a bunch of miscarriages. And with this one, she has a miscarriage too, but she wants to keep it from her husband. But pretty much, damn, I'm really spoiling this fucking movie. Sorry, y'all. If y'all wanted to watch it, well, still watch it. But she doesn't treat her the way the other white women treat their maids. You know, she's not right. Racist to her. She has fun with her. She cooks with her. She vents to her. They literally are friends. And so, you know, like a lot of people obviously had the rough maid life or rough slave life. But like some people got lucky, I guess, because I mean, they were still working for them. But at least at that point, it was like an actual job, not like, you know, you're still going to get treated like shit. So right. that was the whole main thing of the movie was their friendship. And I loved it. It was so, that part was cute because she really helped her throughout her miscarriage.
And I feel like when you used to work with my mom, you used to come back and say the same thing. Like, you got along with people just like that, you know?
You do get close with people once you're with them every so often in their home where they're just, you know, that's their safe place. So that's where all the real shit happens. And speaking of that real shit, I seen this video earlier on, well, not earlier, but sometime throughout the week on TikTok or Reels, whatever. And it was a video where it talks about like life with siblings. I don't know why, but my For You page all week has been like sibling stuff. And in this video, one of the videos that I seen, it talks about the life with your siblings. And it pretty much said, I wrote like little bullet points of the key things that it said, but it hit because it really is like that. So it's pretty much that your siblings have seen every single version of you. They see your first steps to your latest struggles. They know your story because your story is woven into theirs. You guys live the same moments together, obviously. You guys breathe the same air. You guys know those unspoken rules, the ones that happen within the family. And you also, there's a lot that they said in this video. They know why certain words make you flinch. Like, it gets, you know, it gets deep, the stuff that they know. They know why certain memories make you laugh. They know the best moments that you've had and your worst choices that you've ever made. They know the real story that you have, you know, everything behind you and yourself. Because, you know, outside people only know certain things because there's family secrets, there's family stories. They know who you were and they know who you're becoming. And then finally, they stand with you through your celebrations and your losses. So it's like we can, and then there's another video that tied into it that like, that first video was like, that's cute, that's sweet, like, you know, it's true, that's some real ass shit. But then I seen another video this week that that it was sad, but it's still real ass shit. And in the video, it's just like a standing still like video, but it's like, this is how I felt when bro said, one of your siblings will see all the funerals, one will see none of them, and one won't have any of you at theirs. That was like, that hit home, because like, it really is gonna be like that. I mean, it could go either which way, you know. I mean, right. God forbid, y'all go, everybody can go together. Like, you know, there's many accidents where families get taken together. Not like, you know, not to make people scared or nothing. I mean, that shit freaks me out. But like, there's a lot of ways it can go. But when you see it in this way, like, that shit was crazy to me.
I think like that's when it hurts the most, when it's like you really started thinking about, damn, like, I might not see that person ever again. Or that person is going to be the one that... Like, I feel always that people feel it's better to be the one that gets buried.
Right.
But it's like, imagine being at your funeral, knowing that you're going to die soon, and nobody, like, of your loved ones is going to carry you to the last spot, you know?
Right. I feel like that's sad as fuck,
too. I'm like, you know what? Just throw me in there with them, buddy. That's it. This is just me. Let's go. Might as well put me in that box now. But yeah, those two, the fact that I seen those two videos within the same week was crazy to me, but it was really like, wow, like it hit home.
I feel like the first video is like, it hits more for the older sibling, because you really get to see like these first steps, these first potty trainings, you know, like
my little siblings throughout the whole thing. And right now I'm holding in my tears, y'all.
Like, I feel like for you guys, it hits a lot harder as a younger person, like, as a baby of the family,
you have some assholes to deal with, man.
Like, at the same time. Not just that, but seeing the struggles that you guys go through, because it's really that, like, when we see you guys down on your ass, it really, like, opens up our minds and allows us to realize, like, oh, shit, like, I don't want to go through that. What happened?
Like, what do I do in this situation?
Yeah, y'all exactly.
Y'all watching the movie, like, okay, now I know not to do that.
Yeah, you know, or, like, how to get away with stuff. And I feel like it's so important through all of it, and it's so beautiful, like, seeing it from both perspectives. Like, I really try to do that, you know?
Oh my god, you guys literally, like, where it's like, try life in my shoes. Well, yeah, bitch, I have your hand-me-downs,
you know? Like,
I know my sister felt that shit.
I mean, there's so much stuff that is just like,
I had my cousin's hand-me-down too, so
sorry. I feel like having siblings is just, it's awesome when you have them. And like, if you don't have them and you have those cousins and stuff like that, it's basically the same thing. Like, if you grow up really close with your cousins, like, it's the same shit.
I forgot what we were talking about at work, but one of my coworkers, I've already told you about this, but one of my coworkers, like, I'm pretty sure he's like he's not the first person. Okay, so I found out that he doesn't have a sibling. I wanted to say he was the first, but now that I realize it, there's another, like, little boy, a family friend that we've grown up with since he was little, and he doesn't have siblings either. And I just, like, but when you're little, you don't really clock it like realize that. It. But, like, right now that I'm older and this fool told me he doesn't have siblings, I was like, fuck, like, that's sad, like, not growing up with nobody. Like, there's so much shit that me and my siblings did, like, I can't believe you never had to experience that. And he told me he's seen a video where he's all, like, it was this kid and he's like, I wonder what it was like to have siblings. And he's having dinner with friends or some shit, and his friends just start like pulling his hair, putting shit in his food, taking his shit, like showing him what it's like to have siblings. Like, yo, you're gonna get fucked with when you got siblings.
Right.
So this siblings stuff just hit different this week. My For You page was going crazy. I just want to go ahead and let's go into our first segment, the dream segment, y'all. So we have our recordings from the dream segment, and neither one of us have dreams this week, right?
No, I didn't.
All right, so we don't have dreams to share. I had a dream this week, and honestly, I do have one to share, but it ain't much. I just remember I was going to school for, like, trying to be a ninja. There was more to this story, but I don't know the rest of it. But the main thing that I do remember, and it was like, I went to school like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. How I remember the schedule, I don't know. But it was to be a ninja, but there was like a whole plan on why I was doing this. I just don't remember that. And I have not seen nothing ninja like this week, so that was my dream.
That's pretty funny. I wonder if like your dreams are catching up from the Valentine's movie we seen.
I wasn't even thinking about that movie this week though, but in my class there was a shit ton of people. Like a good 100 people. 100 ninjas. Yo. So that's my dream, y'all. So we're going to go ahead and roll some clips from people that we've asked around Vegas if they've had dreams. They might all sound like they're based around a couple, but that's because we asked this after our final segment, what happens in Vegas. So I think we need to word it differently now when we ask. Like, yo, it doesn't have to be a dream that you've had about your relationship. Yeah, but
those we'll still stick have the longest, though. I feel like those stick the longest.
The relationship ones?
Yeah.
Well, regardless of, I mean, we'll just tell them that it doesn't have to be a dream related to the relationship. And if it still is, then fuck it. You know, we also get a dream to share. So before we roll those clips, I just want to let you guys know and remind you guys that you guys can drop a dream in the Google form that we have down below in the description. And we'll share your dream here on the podcast anonymously along with our listeners. So let's go ahead and just roll those clips. So, do you have any dreams that you could think of that you recall that you would be willing to share?
Yes, actually, we were kind of off and on for a while in September and October, and I had a dream that he was like apologizing to me and everything. And that week he texted me like a whole paragraph trying to apologize. So it's like,
oh, wow. You either manifested it, you predicted it, I don't know. I don't know if you know this. They say if you ever see like a dream where your boyfriend's like texting another girl or something, that's also a sign like he's actually maybe cheating on you. No, shit. So we also have a dream segment, and we talk about the dreams that we have when we're asleep. You know, they're unpredictable, they're crazy, they're emotional. I was wondering if you had one that you could remember and if you were willing to share with us.
I think an emotional dream, like just any dream?
Yeah, any dream, period. It don't gotta be emotional.
An emotional dream I definitely had was when my friend passed away. He would pop up into my dreams a lot. And I think there was this one time where he was talking to me and telling me he was sorry that I was crying in my dream, and then I woke up crying. So I was like, wow, that was crazy.
That's cool. That's cool. At least like even in your dream, like you still got a conversation, you know? Thank you. I appreciate that.
Any dream.
Yeah.
With her?
No, just
like any dream. Yeah. Like while you were asleep, basically.
I would say one time I had a dream of me cheating on her.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I did. And I was like, fuck. I woke up and I was like, I can't tell her about this.
So, you're like, I know the lecture's coming. Why were you sleeping with another bitch in your dreams?
You know what's crazy is she texted me saying, I know you're dreaming of another bitch. And I got scared. I was like, this girl actually might know some shit.
Oh my god. She's in my dreams.
She's pretty cougar.
Shit. Hell yeah. Thank you.
It's definitely one where we got our dream house and we finally had our one kid. It was really nice. And that's been one that stuck with me since I was like 15.
Oh shit, damn. Yeah. You were already dreaming about this beforehand.
Oh yeah.
I was locked in.
Hell yeah, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
All right, guys, those were the dreams that we got for our dream segment. So let's go ahead and talk about it. All right. So there was the first girl. So I want to talk about it like if it's Vegas segment, but, you know, we'll just go ahead and talk about it like it's the Vegas segment.
Okay.
All right. So the first girlfriend, because she is our first girlfriend. So the first girlfriend had a dream and she pretty much said that they were on and off. And she had a dream where he was saying sorry and he ended up saying sorry. I wonder like what he was sorry about though. I probably should have asked that.
Didn't she say that she had a dream that he was cheating on her?
Oh, really?
I think that he was cheating on her and that's why he said sorry.
Oh my god, yeah, because he did have a dream that he was cheating on her. And then he's all like, yeah, she's gonna know about my dream because she's Freddy Krueger.
I swear to God, like, there has been times where even you wake up and you're like,
oh, shit.
Who are you talking to? And I'm like, bro, like, I swear to God, nobody, like, you're straight tripping. You be talking in your dreams
and that shit's scary as fuck. I hate when you do that shit. So that was our first couple's dreams. And then, all right, for the second couple, the girlfriend said that she had a dream where one of her friends that passed away, he went in it and said sorry to her as well. So a lot of men are coming out here and saying sorry in these dreams. But I wonder, like, maybe it's like, sorry that I left you, or maybe something happened to them before he passed away and he just had to say sorry to her before he, you know, passed on.
That's a good one. I wonder what it is, because, like, I feel like I would have to come back and say sorry to people, you know, if I would leave.
Oh, my God. That's a good question. If you were to pass away right now, would there be somebody that you would have to come back to and say sorry to? That's a good one.
I know, like, my cousin, when he passed away, he came back and said sorry to, I think, his dad. Mm-hmm. And they seen him around his baby because she had just been born like a couple of days before that.
That's cute, though. He went to go see her. One thing about me, though, is, nope, you ain't getting sorry out of me. I'm burying that shit with me in the grave. Peace out. I'm just kidding. Okay. Well, for some of y'all.
You're going to come back and be like, sorry, turn around and be like,
little toot. All right, for the boyfriend in the second couple, he got a, and oh, he had this dream when he was 15. The homie been a lover boy since the age of 15. Once he had his little quinceañera, on that bitch. He had a dream that he had got his dream house and a kid. A dream house and a kid. He didn't say nothing about a wife, did he?
No, he said that, like, he.
He said, her. we the hoochie daddies.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys. So
he blew out the candles and was over here dreaming about it.
Wait, blew out the candles. For his quinceañera. For his 15. Yeah, that's a little lover boy right there. That blew my mind, though. Honestly, a boy at 15 years old isn't thinking about fucking a house and a kid. He out here thinking about ass and titties.
You know? I was out here thinking about SRTs and Hellcats. I would choose
my words. What?
SRTs and Hellcats.
All right. I was like, come on now, y'all. Oh, my God.
Honestly, like,
there's so many sirens on every episode. Hey, every time y'all hear sirens on this shit, take a shot or take a hit. They're like, this bitch lives on the block. All right, you guys. So that's our dream segment. So let's go ahead and. All right. So I was going to peace out just like we do in Vegas. If you're a listener here all the time, you can tell what's going on here. If you know, you know.
Our host is broken.
I'm mixed up right now. I'm like. Ooh. It's just the fact that it's our couples that are giving us these dreams now. It's going to be like a weird little transition, but I hope you guys like this because now we'll have more dreams more often. Okay, so, and plus some of these people that we ask are mostly drunk, you know, Vegas. So who knows what kind of crazy shit they'll give us. So today we're going to have a little cool game night with y'all. After you come home from church on Ash Wednesday, we're going to go ahead and just, you know, tune in right here and play a little game, end off the night, you know. So we're going to play Let's Get Deep, the BFF version, because the actual one is, you know, spicy. And, you know, me and your host right here actually get spicy, so we're just gonna keep that between us and we're gonna have a clean cut game. But if you guys are a couple and you guys want to play the couple related version of this, because they do have one, it's called, I think it's just called Let's Get Deep. There's like a dark and a darker version, I think. So check that out if you're a couple. But this is like, you know, a friendly, family friendly game, so we're gonna go ahead and play this. All right, let me put the cards next to you, too, so you can pick. Do you want to pick first and I answer, or vice versa?
You go ahead.
And you answer?
Yeah.
All right, which one do you want me to pick from? There's two different types of cards. There's the light questions and the bigger questions.
Go big or go home.
Okay. All right. If you had to move someplace you've been to vacation on, where would it be? I feel like I know this.
Ooh. Cancun. I'm just fucking with
I
you.
I was like, bitch, you ain't never been to Cancun. What the
Hold
hell?
Hold on. Whoa, whoa. Don't disrespect my gangster. I've probably been there.
Wait, but you can go to Cancun?
No, I've probably been there when I was little. What the fuck?
No, but can you leave?
No, I can't go.
Okay, okay.
Honestly, a place where I would live, it has always been between Cali and Colorado. But honestly, I feel like Colorado.
Yeah, Cali's scaring me, but...
Colorado for me is just because of like where we used to live, like the whiny like roads.
Where in Colorado? Just let us know. And I don't remember.
Honestly, you guys, I don't remember like exactly where, but it was literally on a mountain between Steamboat, Colorado, and
Steamboat. That sounds cute.
Steamboat and fuck, the other one was like an hour away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was like, for me, I always loved it because I got to see the summertime over there and hang out on the lake. It was always cool enough to hang out outside and ride razors. And I got there during the winter, so I got to see all the leaves changing and I got to see hella snow. So if you want to see all the seasons, Colorado would be the spot. But for me, I know,
the way you keep talking about it, you make me want to like live over there too.
For
you
me, it's just like
so beautiful.
I've never been able to drive a car when I was there. Mm-hmm. So the windy roads and all that, like I would love to go out there and like learn how to drift enough. Or like learn how to like speed through them bitches, you know, like, yeah.
I bet you like a lot of like accidents do happen there, like with young kids though, when they get excited to drive like that.
I bet they do. But there's a national park in California called Angeles National Park. And if you guys go up there, like, at nighttime, you will hear and see these cars just hauling ass on these whiny-ass, little-ass two-lane roads. Fucking going fast as shit. Like, it's so fucking cool. It literally reminded me of Tokyo Drift when we were there. And we were smoking a blunt, and I'm not gonna lie, I was on psychedelics, so that shit looked even cooler.
Okay. Fuck it, since you did the bigger one, let me do the light one.
Light?
Yeah, light, just so we could get a best of both worlds.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
Ooh, teleportation. I've always wanted teleportation. And I've wanted teleportation. Have you seen the movie, not Sky High, the Disney movie, High School, Sky High School, something Sky like High. That? It is?
Yeah.
Then what's the movie of Snoop Dogg when he's high in school?
Oh, Mac and Dev Go to High School.
Okay. I was like, wait, I think the other one was Snoop Dogg.
No.
Okay, so that's Sky High, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and since in Sky High, like, whenever, like, I seen that, the superpower thing, I was like, if I could have superpowers, I want to do teleportation because I want to go to Mexico.
Bro, honestly.
And I would, And then I was like, if I could teleport, I would want to take, like, my family to go see their family, teleport them over there.
Honestly, I fell in love with that power when I seen Nightcrawler from X-Men.
I've never seen that either.
You haven't?
No, but that sounds good.
He has a fucking, like, he looks like a black little demon with a tail, just like Satan has, like, a pointy tail.
Okay.
And this fool, literally, like, when you seen his power, he snuck into the White House and killed the president. Mm. All right, my turn. I'll go with light so you can go bigger next.
Okay. What was the last movie you saw in theaters? We literally just talked about this.
I forgot what it's called, you guys, but Love Hurts.
Yeah, Love Hurts.
Love Hurts. Great movie, you guys.
You get that one.
Some John Wick shit. What qualities do you admire most in your parents? Oh, that one's a hard one.
What
qualities do you admire parents? In your most in your parents?
Okay, because I didn't know if it was partner or parents. In my parents, regardless, like the only like good thing that I used from them money wise, because other than that, you know, women be shopping and men. My dad smokes cigarettes, so I'm like, that shit's expensive. But like at the end of the day. Like, shit got paid, you know? I feel like that's the mindset. Like, I changed it in my own way because for me, I was like, the money's always going to come, but I'm going to still get shit paid. So that's, like, from both of them, the main quality that, what was it that you admire was that I, regardless of, was going to get my shit paid one way or another, you know?
I seen a quote today on a TikTok video where it had a Hispanic narco kind of giving a thumbs up. Okay. And they said, like, what does it mean? And somebody said at the bottom, he was like, that no matter what, the family got, the family ate, mm-hmm. no matter what the mission was. He's like, he succeeded regardless of.
I'd be giving thumbs up.
I was like, damn, like, that's a deep one, though.
Wait, so who picks out I pull out your card, right?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Surprise me. I'm closing my eyes.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to grab one of each of them and then close my eyes and shuffle them.
Okay.
1 second. All right. This one's a bigger question. Do you ever think about your parents as kids? What do you picture?
Ooh.
I picture honestly, my mom being a kiss ass, not going to lie.
With my mom, the way she used to explain herself with her friend, just like a badass little kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like a hood rat.
Oh.
Honestly, like... Honestly to God, because she used to,
we have two different versions of our mothers.
She used to always say, like, she would walk around with her friend that would have a big ass bottle of fucking like a 40 and a pit bull, and my mom would always be walking around with like her cigarette. So like a lot of people thought they were gay, but my mom was always like, nah bro, like, and they always like the stories that my aunts tell me about my mom was like, this bitch used to whoop people's ass.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like, I imagine just like a strong woman just fucking walking around like hard ass.
Okay. Oh, hell no. And then, that shit does sound like a ghetto love story.
And then my daddy, he did.
Oh my fucking God.
That fool. he died.
Yeah. I'm still like have a little like thing going on from the last time I was sick, but I'm also smoking on because I am smoking right now, and you could go ahead and shout out whatever the nasty shit you're smoking is, but I'm smoking on an Aero cart from Aero Pro, and it's my favorite motherfucking Aero flavor. It's Black Mamba. If you like something sweet, this shit's for you. It tastes sweet as fuck, and it's a sativa, so yeah. Go ahead and shout out that nasty shit.
God's gift from Aero. Ah, you just said it's nasty. And I'm also smoking on...
No, I'm talking about that shit you're smoking.
On my flume. It's midnight grapefruit. I don't know how I feel about this one.
No, I don't know, y'all. Do y'all want him to shout out the vapes or nah?
Honestly, I didn't want to even shout out this one.
Honestly.
But it looks cool, you guys.
It does look cool. But honestly, it's like, I don't even want their sponsor because... I mean, it is money, but if it's going to help you smoke more vapes, I'm good off that sponsor. I'm down for weed sponsors, though. You're smoking what card, though?
God's gift.
Oh, okay.
God, dude.
All right, so who's picking what card? Are you picking your card? Okay. You know what? Yeah, I'm going to do the big one.
Damn. This one is a big question.
Let me pick.
Have you ever gotten lost? Where were you and what happened? This shit, she got lost just today.
When did I get lost?
Baby, you get lost in the sauce.
Okay. Wait, what? What was it? Have you ever gotten lost? And okay, lost. Yeah, one time I was walking to my homegirl's house. Damn, now that I think about it, I got lost a couple of times. One time when I was walking to my homegirl's house, I got lost in, around her streets. One time I was walking to the park when I was ditching and... I was just going around all these fucking houses like it was a maze. One time I got lost and ended up in a mental institution. Trauma.
Okay.
And then, true story, life of an alcoholic. What else? Okay, there's probably more, but yeah, that's a couple of times I've gotten lost. And what happened? Oh, damn, well, I already forgot all the shit that I mentioned. Well, I got there eventually. So
I was found.
Here I am. Not like I was missing. I was just fucking lost. No, it wasn't like, oh my God, where is she? Like, no, you know, I was there, but I just couldn't figure it out. Yeah.
All right.
So
pick whichever one.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna do another bigger question. If you had your own talk show, who would be the first guest?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Mm.
Cat Williams. I'm still exposing y'all.
Mm.
No.
I'm like, I'm over here thinking about it like, damn, would your show last if you're like one of those exposing ones?
Honestly, probably. People love conspiracies, I noticed. Damn.
You already said Cat Williams. What you thinking for?
Well, like, yeah, like, it would have to be either Cat Williams. I'm trying to think at least two, because that one was just too quick. Who would be my second one? Who would be my second one? Putin.
Okay.
That shit would actually be cool as fuck.
Okay. You pick a card, right?
Yeah.
Let's go another big one. Let's keep going big.
The family put you in charge of buying a time capsule. What would go in it?
They put me in charge of a time buying capsule. A time capsule. What am I going to put in it? Let's say it's just a family-based time capsule, right? Not like a futuristic one, like a family-based time capsule. Like, this is our time capsule. I would go ahead and put... Sheesh. Probably a phone. Like, not a phone. All of the pictures and like my dad's, like he has like CD recordings and VHS tapes recordings of us, like all of that, like memorabilia, I guess, like the videography and the photography of the family, like memories. So that would be my thing in the time capsule.
I put as far as like to that point of our family tree,
like a picture of everybody.
Either a picture or, like, write down, like, their names and what they did.
In that time, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, I pick a card?
Yeah, whichever.
What card do you want?
Whichever.
All right. We'll throw in a light question. Fuck it. If it were raining hamburgers, would you eat one?
Fuck yeah. No questions asked.
You just gotta catch that, bitch. I mean,
I'm gonna catch that shit like Ranger catches whipped cream.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. Ranger catches whipped cream in his mouth. He's a cool dog. We only give him a little bit, so don't come talking shit. And if you do, whatever.
Okay, I want two answers for this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
You didn't even let me pick, but we're doing a light question, y'all.
I want your Hispanic answer, and I want your American answer. What's the worst candy you've ever eaten? So, Mexican edition.
Okay. Mexican... Worst candy. Okay, it's like... It's the little yellow limon packets. Uh-huh. The ones that, like, are little square, kind of like a condom.
Okay.
Those are, like, I could have a little bit, but them bitches are just, like, this is not healthy. You know this shit ain't healthy for shit. Like, obviously candy isn't, but that shit's just crazy.
That goes extra?
Yeah, and then American candies. Let's see. Now I'm thinking about it. Damn, American candies really do suck ass. Okay, black licorice is nasty. There's also those, what are the jelly beans? Jelly beans are nasty. I mean, some of them are tolerable, but some of them are just like, why the fuck would you make that?
The black ones are ass.
And then, yeah, so that.
Okay.
I feel like, oh my God. When you mentioned Mexican candies, I imagine myself back in Mexico. Every single time, like a week before I leave Mexico, we would always go to some big candy store and just seeing all the different types of candies and like shit that you just never seen. And it's like, oh my God, my mouth is watering. Oof. I'm gonna go get me some today, y'all, because we gotta go get milk and eggs. So I'm definitely gonna go get me a little candy, a little tamarindo one. Tamarindo's the best. Who picks a card?
You. Whichever one.
Oh, yeah, you asked me. Okay, for you, let's do a big question. Which actor should play you in a movie about your life? Oh, my God, I feel like I know who you're going to say.
My twin.
Channing Tatum. Can I do it?
Either him or... What's that guy that plays with... that played in the movie where they interviewed... The leader of North Korea. James Franco.
Oh, I was going to say Seth Rogen.
Oh, nah.
I feel like either one. No, you would definitely like Seth Rogen if he had a wig on.
Okay.
It would work.
I would have to do one of the Franco brothers. Because they go funny too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but I think they're all canceled. Yeah, at this point, it's just waiting to see when your favorite person is canceled.
You guys, honestly, I could be canceled at any moment.
Anybody, like everybody, anybody can get it. All right, who picks what? You pick a card or I pick a card?
Me.
Okay.
I picked late last time for you.
All right, we're doing a big question.
Explain the last time you faked being sick to get out of doing something. Let me know. Let me know.
Honestly, I don't remember when, but
I do it.
So it is the last time for sure, obviously happened with you, but
I twisted my ankle. And I can't do nothing at home.
Whatever. I did though. But my answer is I do it often. Okay. Next. I pick it.
Yeah, whichever one.
Was that a light or a big? Oh, yeah. That was a big. That shit seemed light to me. Let's do a light question. All right. Name a food that tastes better when you eat it out of the jar.
Out of the jar?
Yeah, name a food that tastes better when you eat it right out of the jar.
Pussy. Damn. Jar food.
Bro, I'm don't just eat thinking shit about jams.
Like, the only thing I know. Oh, yeah, I guess.
What food are you thinking about that comes out of a jar?
A fucking pickle?
Mm-hmm, but that's, you don't like pickles.
Yeah, that's why I was like, brother, like, I don't like that.
You can only think of jams.
Bell peppers are pretty good, I ain't gonna lie. There used to be in town this lady that had peaches in like jars, and they would have like a certain just like sweetness, like sweet juice in there. She used to be so gas.
All right. Yeah, that one's a weird one. Next. All right, we're doing a bigger question.
If you could add anything to your backyard, what would it be? A backyard?
Anything to a backyard. Obviously, a pool for me. Just a pool. A pool with a slide, some lights in there, a hot tub, you know, the little cabanas with the grill, and, you know, the essentials.
I'd do a pool with a cave and a stripper pole in it.
Okay.
Me and my lady go crazy.
Cool, though. A cave is cool, though. Fuck it. The stripper pole. You know. Who's picking the next card?
You.
All right. Let's do another bigger question. Oop. If you could have any question answered, what question would it be?
Where do we go?
Who are you asking the question to?
Where do we go after we die?
That's scary. But... okay. Oh, you pick it for me now.
Reincarnated. Would you rather be able to speak every language or play every instrument? Damn, shoddy.
Speak every language or every instrument.
Music is the language. Is the... what's it called? Everybody knows music. That's what I'm trying to say.
I want to say music, but language sounds so fucking cool. I'll go ahead and say instrument. I would rather learn every instrument.
Fuck that. I would rather do any language. Bitch, I'll talk shit with you while you're getting my lady's nails done. Like, yeah, that bitch that came in here, her cuticles, that bitch was tripping, bitch. I swear to God, like, learning every language would be so fucking dope. It would be, but
then it's like just doing music, like, that imagine, just sounds cool.
Even like tribes that like have never been talked to by anybody outside, you could be able to talk to them.
Like the ones that they would try to kill you on the spot, you'd be like, and they'll be like, what the fuck?
They'll be like, oh shit.
He's like, whoa, how do you know that?
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm. That would be pretty cool. All right, who's
go?
I pick one for you.
Yeah, go crazy. Right. Do whichever one.
We'll do a bigger question. Fuck it, no. Let's do a light one. Okay, which fast food restaurant has the best fries? Interested in knowing your answer?
A su madre. Oh, best fries.
Because we've gone to new places, so there might be a new best spot for you.
Damn, you guys. Okay, I'm not going to lie. No, Houston's isn't that top notch. Fuck it. The fries that we got today from Chino's.
I was about to say that we did not talk about it today. And you I was guys, so surprised.
Fucking go try the Aztec fries from Chino's. Add any meat you want to that bitch. Them are fucking fire. With their orange sauce, though.
Yeah, you guys. We tried that today. We forgot to mention that on our weekend drop. So if you're in Vegas, check out Chino's. It was good.
Chino's, you hit the spot.
It was so fucking bomb. Their red salsa, caliente. All right, who's picking? You? Okay.
We going we'll bigger.
We'll do this one for me and one more for you, and then we'll go to Vegas.
Which member of the family do you think you know the least about? Let's do your family and my family.
Like, who I know the least about in your family?
Yeah, and then who you know least about in your own.
Wait, like, you three?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, wait, what?
Who's the one that you know the least about in my family?
Oh, in your family?
My family's an open fucking book. Even no, like really. When you ask them, they'll be like, yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like I know a lot about both your mom and your brother, but the least... Yeah, Mike, it's pretty much the same for
bro,
them.
Bro, you know more shit about my mom than I do.
Okay, then I guess your brother. And in my family, the one that I know the least about, my dad. Daddy issues. Next. Let's pick your card.
Mine's my mom. Okay. And... Or no. Mine would be my dad. And then out of your family...
They tell you their life stories.
They do, bro. Like, you like to sit there and tell me everything. Probably your tío. I didn't understand that fool sometimes.
Okay, okay.
What's the worst?
Wait, I thought that was it. Oh, no. You're asking. I thought you just asked me that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, damn. What is he doing?
Hold on. I know. Back. I want to put that one for your next one.
We're doing the last ones. Okay, fuck it. Ask me right now, and then I'll do your
okay,
last
no,
one.
Okay, no, not that one.
Bruh. Okay, here's your last one. We'll do one. The last one is a big question. How would the world be different if cats took over?
Fuck, dude.
I feel like it would be a lot of aggression.
Honestly, I feel like there would be so much fucking hair everywhere. Honestly, there would be so much hair.
The world would be a cotton ball?
Yeah. Everything would be like scratched up and torn up.
We can't have no nice shit.
Honestly.
Why is Mysterio looking at us like that?
He's looking at you. He's like, you keep agreeing with that shit, but you had us.
Y'all, my kitties, his sister just pulled up. Y'all, my cats do not like our answers right now. Because here, I'll insert a picture of this guy, how he's dogging me right now. So if you guys are on YouTube, y'all will see this picture of my cat dogging us. And if you talk shit about my cat, your mom's a hoe and your daddy another hoe. But he gave your mom fucking... You, so...
Your daddy's cheating on your family.
All right, hold on. I'm trying to take this picture, y'all. I'm so sorry.
Your daddy might be my dad.
Oh, my fucking God. All right, you guys. So
and
that
you
was
said
our
you got daddy issues.
Oh, we're going to have a long episode. That was our little game night. That game is called Let's Get Deep BFF Edition. You know, cut, clean, and safe. So now we're just going to go ahead and roll the clips to our final segment. What happened in Vegas?
I'm going to keep on the run. Going to have me some fun.
So the first question is, what is one embarrassing moment that you have kept from her, whether it happened when you met her or before you met her?
An embarrassing moment, like, before I met her?
Yeah. Or while you guys were together, but she doesn't know of.
Oh, okay. One time, when we were at Jack in a Box, okay, I told her that the food didn't come out, but I actually dropped the food. So I never told her that, so I just bought a new one. And I told her, yeah, they said they fixed the order.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I think that's like the only embarrassing moment with her.
Hell yeah. What about one secret that you haven't told her? Whether it happened while you guys were together or before you met her?
Some embarrassing moment?
No, a secret.
Oh, a secret moment.
Yeah.
Well, she's like very like, I guess, protective. Huh. One time, these two group of girls came up to me and they asked me, they were like, do you have a girlfriend? And I told them, yes, I do. Right, and then my girlfriend, you know, she came up to me. She was like, what are those girls talking to you about? I was just saying they're talking about me about project. So I kind of lied to her. But I only did it because I didn't want to get a lecture from her. Because she's always going to be like, yo, why were you even talking to them? You could have just ran and walked away from them.
Straight up, there's always an alternative for it.
There's always a problem. It's always me. You know, so I just didn't want to deal with it.
You're over here like, I'm just standing here looking like myself.
I'm just a chill guy, man.
So first question is, what's one embarrassing moment that he doesn't know about? And it could have happened before you guys met or right now that you guys are in the relationship, but he doesn't know about it.
I don't know. It's kind of bad, like...
No, judgment-free zone here, guaranteed.
No. I can't even remember what... Like, I can't remember a scenario because we were kind of best friends for, like, a year before we dated, so he knows a lot. So anything embarrassing, he's kind of just seen himself.
Oh, that's okay.
Maybe just the way that...
You already were going to say it.
I don't think it's something that I've actually done. I think it's more so just, like, the things I've said about him to my friends. That's, like, kind of, like...
Sometimes the embarrassing stuff gets told to them.
Yeah, like, he can go through my phone, but my messages with my best friend, that's where I draw the line.
Mm-hmm. Period, because that's where we get caught up. just kidding. All right, second question is, what's one secret that he doesn't know about?
Okay. I went to the gym with him yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it was really awkward because his friends were there. So I just left home and he kept texting me. But I just went to the gym myself. But I'm like, oh, I fell asleep. So, I was just kind of scared to tell him, like, oh.
So yeah. You just, like, got up and walked away and didn't say nothing?
Oh, no. Oh. I said bye to him and everything. And he walked me out. Yeah.
It's kind of weird working out in front of the guys, too, you know?
It is, yeah. And all my friends are like, oh, that'd be cute or whatever. Why wouldn't you do that? But it's like...
Girl, you know damn well you gotta pop that ass and everything at the gym. Like, that's weird in front of the homies, too.
So the first question is, what is one embarrassing moment that you have kept from her so far? Whether it happened to you before you met her or while you guys were together, but she doesn't know.
There was one time I was gonna meet her after work, and it was already late. And I had just gotten back from a long shift at work. And I was like, yeah, I can hold it. Couldn't hold it, and right as she was getting out, I was like, yeah, I can't. I pissed in a bottle.
And damn.
It was pretty funny.
What about one secret that you haven't told her, whether it happened before you met her or while you guys were together?
Well, we met in seventh grade, so I mean, I guess it would just be the fact that, like, I liked her since, like, sixth grade. That's about it. And we're all graduated from high school now.
Okay, so like I said, for a podcast, you guys aren't going to know each other's answers or the name of the podcast. So it'll just be me, you, and the listeners. And my mouth is fucked up right now because I just came from the dentist, so it looks weird. All right, so what's one embarrassing moment that he doesn't know about? And it could have been before you guys met or while you guys were together, but just he doesn't know about it.
I think one embarrassing moment was when I was in middle school with him, and... I purposely stuck out my foot in the aisle so he would trip over or have to tell me excuse me, and that way we started talking, and I don't think he knows that.
Oh my god, have you ever heard that thing where it's like, if a boy's mean to you, he got a crush on you?
Yeah.
Girl! Tripping the boy is crazy. Okay, that's a good one. What about one secret that he doesn't know about?
One secret? We stopped talking for a couple years, and I would... make a stalking account and stalked him the entire time.
Hey, we already know that everybody has that. Everybody got that backup page. And those were our couples from What Happens in Vegas, a segment where we ask couples in Vegas what's one embarrassing moment, one secret, and now one motherfucking dream that they would like to share with us for the podcast. So, our first couple, the boyfriend, and if you notice it, if you're a new listener, that's what I meant when I was talking about the dreams earlier. It's hard to talk about it without the Vegas type of talking, you know? So for the boyfriend, one time he dropped the food at Jack in the Box and told her that they didn't give it to him, and he bought it again. That shit sounds so fucking embarrassing. I would definitely, like, go back in the car and crying. I would not keep it a secret. I would go crying to you in the car.
I'll just be like,
I did that.
Okay. That shit would have sucked, low-key.
Yeah. Like, I just, like, I know, like, girls get emotional, but it's just, like, boys don't ever just have that shit happen, and, like, y'all just don't go crying in your car. Like, y'all just don't have those moments.
No, we just call ourselves stupid.
Okay.
the secret for him was that two girls asked if he had a girlfriend, and he said no to his girlfriend when she asked what they were talking about. Like, not no, but he lied and said that they were talking about a project. I would have been like, well, guess what? Now you got to fail that project because you're not working with two bitches. And that's it.
My lady had been over here like, I never seen you put that much effort into a project.
Good thing you didn't know me in school, because a bitch definitely would have been acting crazy. Yeah, so.
I've been held back.
Oh, no. Imagine all the white girls just jump me. The only brown bitch at school. You fight one, you fight all like a beehive.
Okay,
brown.
Shut up.
I'll take them bitches down like the beekeeper. Okay. All right. That was the boyfriend, right? Okay, so for the girlfriend, the embarrassing moment for her was the things that she said about him to her friends. Yeah, sometimes you regret telling the homegirl certain shit about your, like, relationship. At least I've had those moments, but then at the same time, it's like, you know what, whatever. Like, that's still the homegirl, but I'm like, damn, probably should have kept that one to myself.
Nah, but if y'all see the homie texting about, oh, yeah, can you believe this girl just had a booger fling out her nose, and it's a fucking issue now.
Okay.
Why are you telling
That's
people?
That's never happened between us, y'all.
It hasn't, but it's like, why are you telling people like, about our business?
It? I was like, has it? You told the homie that?
Nah, she just gave me a kiss, you guys, and a little bit of a booger fling out. She sucked it back in out of my mustache.
Just stop making stuff up now. The secret for her was, she went to the gym with him and his friends, and she just dipped early to supposedly take a nap. Yeah, you wouldn't want to work out in front of the guys, and you're like, what do you mean pop your booty at the gym? Like, there's just certain workouts where that ass is out. So yeah, that would be weird to work out in front of the homies. So all right, for the second couple, the boyfriend, his embarrassing moment, I want to know where he put that bottle of pee. Once she got in, like, did you throw it out the window? Throw it in, like, where? Were your hands full of pee? Did the car, like, come on, y'all. Like,
you can smell the pee, you guys.
Okay.
By this episode, you should know. The pee aroma is in the car already.
The secret was that he liked her since sixth grade, but he didn't bag her till high school.
So that's why I told you guys in the dream segment that he said that he liked her ever since he was like 15. That's the boy.
Oh,
that's why he had the dream of her and him together at their house with their kid.
Oh my god,
he's a lover boy, you guys.
He is. Oh my god, that is so cute.
Honestly, other than that, like,
so cute.
There was one relationship that we talked to, and he was the one that he went to go perform for her friend.
Mm-hmm.
You remember them?
Yeah, the mariachi fool, yeah.
This guy,
they were young too.
Yeah, this guy and him have like the same feel to like their story. Like, they've been in love with this person from,
they're
like,
they're just lover then. Boys.
Yeah, you
oh
know?
Oh my god, that's so cute. Okay, for his girlfriend, the embarrassing moment was that the way that they started talking was because she tripped him. She tried to get at him by tripping him.
I would have broke your leg, bitch.
The secret was that when they stopped talking for a couple of years, she stalked him. Girl, it's cool. I bet he was doing the same thing. All right, you guys. You have anything to say about our couples?
You guys, don't try to trip him so he can fall in love with you guys. Do some High School Musical it. Shit.
Oh,
drop your paper. And just let him stumbling. Copy it.
Oh, clumsy, because I'm falling.
Okay.
In love. Yeah.
But other than that.
Don't do it.
Don't do that.
Because some men will get up and rock your shit. Especially at that young age. Like, I don't know if it was because the hormones that they had in middle school. But I remember a couple of girls got their shit rocked by some of their boyfriends. And in school, like, broad daylight, like, motherfuckers got mad and whooped these girls' asses. Like, you would just hear about it at school, and I was just like, I was one of them bitches.
Okay.
He didn't put hands on me because I got the big homies. Like, no, I literally got the biggest motherfucker in school. Luckily, I was homies with him, and he handled. But yeah, I was gonna be one of them bitches with that story. But thankfully, dodged that bullet.
And I remember people being mean to me, and I would just, like, wait until we'd have to walk out of classroom.
Wait, I didn't put hands on him, though. He thought I was trying to fuck his best friend. I just want to make that clear. But yeah.
Yeah, and I would just walk behind, like, people that would be rude or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just kick them bitches' feet from under them, like, make them trip on themselves. Like, bitch, you look stupid now. All on the floor crying and shit. All
right, before we get any more aggressive here, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Because what? I don't even, y'all, I'm not proud of dating a previous bully. But, you know, here we are now. I'm honestly really fucking disappointed when I hear this shit, y'all. So it's okay if y'all are judging, because I am. And you should feel bad about it. But I can't say shit because, you know.
I got my lick back. They were being rude first.
I've done shit before, too. Yeah, no, back then it was just an eye for an eye. Shit, it wasn't even bullying. Bitch, it's an eye for an eye at this point. All right. So let's go ahead and wrap this up here, y'all. You want to say anything before we peace out?
Y'all stay safe. We're in a new month.
March.
If you're going to be out here in Vegas, please be drunk, because I might just come up to you and ask you a couple questions. I need you to be serious and honest. So.
Oh, my God. First Friday is coming up. Dun, dun, dun.
Don't let him know where I'm going to be at.
Hey.
I'm anonymous.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, you guys. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here. Answer those questions from the game night down below in the comments. Again, that Google form to drop those dreams or drop a secret that you're holding within your relationship as well. Put that shit in there. Other than that, I'm your host, Ali. This is Mr. Anonymous. Make sure you guys put that 5-star review if you're on Spotify or Apple. Other than that, like, comment, share, subscribe. All the links will be down below in the description. Love y'all.